hot.
Sorry,
I know
that.
Ugh. Be happy I wasted those. It was all ones.
Just every episode, Blasters. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Turning Tables Podcast. Woo. It is I, the Frenchiest of Fries, Ruben, back again. And with me, as always, are the goons. Let me go through my thing right here.
I can't believe it's been a week since the last time we played.
Oh, damn it.
Way to break the immersion.
It's been so long.
I said I can't believe it's been a week since the last time we played.
I haven't seen you guys in so long.
Coming from the spillways of your soul, it's Danny.
Hey. I love a good song reference.
Hey. Whoa, it's like you've been drinking for it a whole week.
Non-stop.
I'm back. Drunk, ready to go.
And underneath the Hunter's Moon, it's Alex Webster.
Hell yeah. Arrow.
Nice.
Fucking love it. You can just call him Little Sunshine. It's Connor. And he wants a seat by the pyre. It's James.
Sure. I don't know what's going on, but sure.
They're ghost songs.
Ghost songs.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I know stuff.
Things.
He enjoys Scooby-Doo metal.
Yeah.
You know who else is drunk? James.
I'm drunk on power is what I am.
Yeah. Yes.
What's in that coffee?
Power. I should have put Lula in my coffee.
just a scoop of power in your coffee every morning. Gets you right, bright and early. All right, let's do a quick recap.
Because I don't remember what happened. I don't remember anything.
It's been so long.
Usually these recaps are actually helpful for me.
I actually really do enjoy the recaps.
You guys left the safety of Team Fungus's area to go find Fabrice, a guy who was supposedly really good at mushrooms, to try to get some answers. Upon entering this first waterlogged room, you guys were spotted by some weird sentry eye posted up in the room. It revealed that it was harboring a guardian-like creature with a cannon arm and a long, giant ball of metal for a weapon. You guys were able to get away with it thanks to Zaris using a flaming spear to burn the fungus before they can trap you guys in. After another couple of nice little riddles from the Plumber Association, you guys finally got to another room that housed another one of these creatures. You guys were able to sneak on by, but the first guy came by and awoke the second guardian, one of the head of fungus and two hand axes at its side. You guys were able to easily get away from them though and found Fabrice in his lair with fungus material coming out of his eyes, his mouth, his nose, his ears. Amon used message to communicate with Fabrice and got Team Fungus to create a concoction to help save him from his entrapment. After you guys freed him, he explained that he didn't know who Morbus was and that things weren't like that before he had gone to sleep about a month ago. He told you that he knew where the mainstay of Marauders were, and Team Fungus stayed back to make more of the concoction to possibly help out with this fungus sickness. You guys made your way south to where he said the Marauders might be, and he said he could probably fix the fungus wall, but at a cost of alerting all the creatures in the tunnel. You guys made a flying V formation, and at this point have been able to keep them mostly at bay. You have one more full round to go for Fabrice to finish his work, but at the beginning of last round, the cannon-armed mech creature found you guys and pointed its weapon down the corridor. With that, I'm going to roll a d4 because it can hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So because I established myself as next to Fabrice, if it goes towards him, I would like to shield him.
Take the blow?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get past us three, though.
I'm not sure where he's aiming, so I'm just trying to...
Just staying ready.
Yeah.
It's got to get past this.
Take
this beach ball right here. It's better than past
it. I'm going to roll a d4. 1, 2, 3. 4.
Yay!
I'm 3.
4.
You had to say something.
So Siegfried, you, Elias, and Amon are creating a decent wall of away from these creatures, away from Zaris and Fabrice. But this guy, he just points it, and you think it's pointed towards you, and you think, I can take this, whatever. It flies right past your shoulder into the chest of Zaris. It's going to be.
Wait, does it have to roll to hit?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I know.
Ah, like, wait a minute here.
You look almost a natural 20, but 16 on the die.
That is my armor class.
Talking shit.
I wasn't talking shit.
I tried.
I wasn't saying anything.
I just tried to save you.
All right. Keep him honest.
She's just trying to paint a word.
Keep him honest, yeah.
13 bludgeoning.
Okay.
Plus another 8 fire.
21.
No, absorb elements.
Ooh. Oh, so you're gonna cut the fire down to 4?
Yeah.
17. And it's slowly starting to make its way towards you guys. But we're back at the top of the order with Siegfried. So you got too close. Corpse flowers pushed out of the way. Robot man's making his way down. He's still about 50 feet down. And there's six prone creatures all sliding around like Scooby-Doo on this ice that Zaris made last turn.
Okay. I'm going to attack the closest thingy.
Okay.
that's 15.
15 will hit.
Oh, wait. That doesn't matter. I didn't do the bonus crap, but it's fine. that's 6 points of damage.
On death's door. He's ringing death's doorbell. Death is really annoyed. He's saying, hold the fuck up.
It's a 14 on the die.
That'll hit.
Not even doing the bonuses at this point. That is...
He's dead. It doesn't matter what you roll. Okay. So that one is dead. Again, dissolves into smoke. Got one more near you guys still.
Third attack. 18 on the die.
Got it.
Come on, max damage. Max damage. 17 points of hit damage.
Jesus Christ. On death's door.
You called it.
You manifested it.
Yep. Manifest.
Manifest.
All right. Elias, it is your go. So there's the one that Siegfried just beat the crap out of. He's on death's door.
Breathe on it, he'll die.
Yeah, probably. 6 down the corridor, 50 feet away, still slipping on this ice, and then Robot Man making his way down still.
Did he pass, or did he not get to the...
He passed before last session. He had made the roll, and he passed.
Damn it.
So is Robot Man in line with those floundering things on difficulty?
He's, like, past them already. He's, like, they're, like, 50 feet. He's, like, 45. He's making his way down.
Okay, so like, little peon creatures, Robot Man, us.
Yeah, and okay. There's one in front of you guys.
And he's 50 feet away?
Well, about 45, yeah.
I'm gonna look at you.
Oh, God.
I'm saying, you deal with this. I'm gonna deal with that. I'm gonna break rank really quickly.
No!
I'm gonna break rank.
You broke
rank.
The V!
No!
I broke the V.
You're gonna get an attack of opportunity from the one that's there still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's like in front of Siegfried and you're running past him.
Do not break for attack.
You can wait for me to attack it and then take your turn after me. You can hold your action, wait for me to kill it.
Yeah, I'll allow you to hold your turn back.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
It's for Reese's go.
That's what I was like, wait!
Passes.
Yeah!
So after this turn, the wall goes up. Not this turn, next turn.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is the third one.
Yeah. As long as everything's kosher. Amon, so yeah, it is your go.
Yeah, Flame Rapier, that boy. That is a... Jesus Christ, it's not good. That's 12 to hit.
That hit.
Hey!
They're little peon dudes.
Yeah.
So here's your pokey damage. 12 pokey damage alone.
He's dead.
It's gonna die, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, it was gonna be 7d6s of extra damage.
You know what? Roll it anyway.
Can I steal a d6 from you?
Absolutely. Here,
pick up them.
Max damage.
For the ASMR.
Max damage.
Jesus. 15, 25.
Jesus.
Plus the 12, so 37.
Oh my
total
god.
Total damage. Eviscerated.
So basically, you stab it and it's there, and you're just like.
Just fucking. Like it's stabbing the shadow as it's like,
yeah, it's
still swiping at the smoke.
you're sucking it in, blowing it back out.
Ew, what kind of high did that get you?
I'm gonna find it.
Not doing that.
You got anything else?
That is all I can do.
Okay, so Elias, you can go now if you like.
So the door's open.
We have one entire turn.
Once this turn ends, we can book it.
Okay.
So don't stay where you are.
He doesn't want to.
Oh, man.
I know he doesn't. Oh, he never does. Remember when you were planning stuff like
it was
a little bit ago? Do that again. Want to see me do it again?
Want to see me try the bowling? Want to see me do it again?
Want to see me do it again?
Do what
your heart desires.
What would your character do?
Yeah, do what your character would do.
We know what your character would do, so just go do it.
Yeah, breaking rank.
Yeah. We know.
Thing, yeah.
We know.
He and Zarius from the back. Smite!
No, Zarius is just like, fuck.
So the first thing, I'm gonna advance towards it.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna advance towards it. I'm gonna first do. Well, where is the corpse flyer?
Corpse flyer, you don't know. He pushed it out of the way.
Corpse flyer out of the way.
He pushed it. He told it to go fuck himself.
Okay, gotcha. I'm going to first bonus action vow of enmity.
Okay.
Against him.
Okay.
So I'm getting. Advantage against him.
Okay.
For my rolls. And then I'm going to make an attack action. And I'm going to use a superiority die.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit him with trip attack.
Hit him with trip attack. Okay. So he's got to do a strength save?
Yeah, assuming I hit him.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
You are blessed.
I am blessed.
He's blessed. He's blessed.
I am blessed, and I have advantage.
Oh boy.
And then that's a D8, I believe. So I'm just getting my dice standing by. Okay, cool. So first, thank God. So that is with Bless 11 and then 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
Cool. So I rolled a nat 1.
Ooh,
so I'm really happy I have my advantage.
I saw it, I was like,
so what do I have to roll to not get tripped?
Well, I'm first going to roll damage.
Okay, go for it.
So let me roll my damage with my superiority die. So that is 11 and then 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Is this thing undead?
You can roll me insight.
I think it is undead because I sniffed it.
Oh, yeah, I'll allow it, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
How much damage was it? I'm sorry?
16 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. You need to save, you need to make a strength save of 16.
That's 19 on the die.
Fuck, dude. I've never hit with triple
24.
God damn it. It's okay.
You will eventually.
I'm going to.
Are you smiting?
I'm going to smite. I'm going to throw a.
Smoke him!
Level 1 smite.
Okay.
At him.
So you get the extra D8.
Cool. So I get 3 D8s.
Oh boy.
Cool. Perfect. So, so far 16 points of damage, and then Smitey boy.
Is he an 8 in there?
There is an 8 in there. So 8, so 16 points of
hell yeah.
Holy damage.
Holy damage.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Okay. How are you looking?
How much was it again? I'm sorry.
16.
32.
Okay.
Extra attack.
You don't have the extra attack?
No.
No, I thought you'd do a bonus action attack. No, you're fine. He's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure he is.
So can I do my bonus, my extra
you did,
attack?
You did vow enmity.
Okay, because extra attack's a bonus?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay, that's my turn.
Solid hit, though.
Good shit, dude.
That was Elias'
go. James is like, no!
I will not celebrate this.
I will not condone this behavior.
Bomb order is Zarus.
he's you like canonically described him as wearing armor, right? Mm-hmm. I will cast heat metal.
Yes.
Does he have save stuff? He's still wearing it?
I do.
Okay. But he, what was the damage?
3d8.
Okay, go for it.
I cast it at a third level. 3d8.
Feeling hot.
With it.
13
fire,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Roll 4. Please. And I'm concentrating on that.
She is concentrating. It is hot in here. Focus.
In here.
Alright, top of the order. Three more of these creatures come into the ice area that Czar has put last session. They're going to do dex saves. Or does that sleet storm, do you have to concentrate on it?
Just for the initial, I think, because I am concentrating. Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone? Okay. Mm-hmm. Fuck. So the six that were in here already are going to stand up, and now there is a total of 9.
Jesus.
Three in the back, 6 are going to come up on you guys. Here we go.
Oh my god. Number 1. Really good, guys.
That is a 4. Reroll that because you're not part of the jump order. 1, that's against Elias. You gonna try to bounce him away? Oh no, Elias is.
I was gonna say, are they still gonna go after everybody because he's way up now?
I broke.
Let me see.
Oh great, so you're
I'm nope, sorry. So it looks like it's just your two boys that are going. Because you see, like, the one that jumps initially runs past you. Oh. So you can make an attack of opportunity if you'd like.
How far away am I from the...
The pack?
The pack.
They're like, from your guys' pack?
Yes, from...
About 30 feet, and then they're running past you to get to them.
Yeah, I take it.
Okay.
With plus.
We don't get that plus 3 anymore, right?
Because it's too far.
Yeah, we're close to it. Okay, so let's see. With
impenetrable.
We're supposed to be a unit!
Suck my unit. 16. Suck my unit. 16.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay.
That's basically the lies of everybody.
Suck my unit.
We're supposed to be a unit. Suck my unit.
So
that's the name of the episode.
So you just hit it.
Yes,
suck my unit.
God damn it.
Yes.
Can you really quickly clarify, you're rolling right now for all 9 creatures?
Yeah.
You should only hit one though. I understand that. So I'm going to hit him. Okay. I'm gonna stop him in his tracks. But I'm going to also use Relentless Avenger. And I'm going to move 15 feet back. So I'm basically I'm hitting him and then kind of roaming backwards.
Okay. So you're still 15 feet for the other two.
Correct. I'm making my way.
Slowly backwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing that. So that one stops in its tracks. I've made my way 15 feet back.
Okay, does he damage?
Damage on the boo. It's just 8 points of damage.
Okay. Okay, that one's hurt. Other ones are still going after the other two dudes. So that's 1. We got 5 more.
Jesus.
God. Come on. Straight save, please.
19 on the die.
Pass, Sifri, straight save, please.
I get the plus 4 from Bless on this
one. Yeah, the D4.
Oh, D4, yeah.
The D4,
plus, yeah.
D4,
yeah.
D4 is what I'm going to say.
I'm still with you, my child.
You go, fuck you, dude.
That's an 11.
11?
It's not going to pass, I'm assuming.
That is going to fail.
Wait, do I get the plus 3?
No, he's 15 feet away.
15, yeah. Yeah, we have to be within 5 feet of him?
10.
Son of a bitch. Like a paladin over there, she knows.
Siegfried's just jumping for that, like, scrap of 3.
Yeah.
Give me the plus.
Give me!
Siegfried, you are, prone.
Fuck!
Yep.
And you're gonna take...
God, I wish I could
9 points of damage.
One attack.
From a chomp.
So I wish I could do one attack.
So that would be 5.
One more. That's a reroll. Come on, straight save.
11 plus 2. Ooh,
okay.
13.
Okay. You are fine. So there are six. Look, a 5 in your immediate area. There is 3 in the back, and 1 that has been stopped halfway by Elias.
Okay.
So the total of 9.
What up?
Siegfried.
So I would have to use my bonus, actually?
You have to use your movement to stand up. So half your movement.
Okay, so the wall is down, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we running? Are we supposed to run?
No, the wall isn't down yet, is it?
It's
not. It has to go to, Sabrina's turn.
Okay,
so, I mean, you could get up, kill whoever's in front of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's, I'm gonna get up and punch okay. something.
So you get up, actually it's a straight to get it off of you.
Straight?
Mm-hmm.
Just straight, straight?
Mm-hmm.
Do I get to use the blast with it as well?
Yeah.
Can I do stuff?
Can I roll my four?
You also have advantage when you, you're raging, right?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. When you're raging, you have advantage on strength.
Okay.
Damn, sir.
Have you not been doing that?
No. 22.
Okay.
Do 22.
That's a casual 22.
Yeah. You bench press it off.
Hold it like a cat. Just like...
You're in air jail.
Air jail, yeah.
You push it off, yeah, so you're standing in front of it now.
Cool. Now I'm going to punch him random effing face.
With an axe?
19 on the die.
That was it, yeah.
Almost a nat 20, that would be nice. That is 14 points of damage.
Super hurt, but not dead.
Okay, well, he's gonna get punched again. That is a 21.
Yep, that'll hit.
That is 6 more points of damage.
Okay, he is dead, so cool. There's still 5. No, 4.
Is there any... There's more by us?
Yeah.
There's at least 2 next to me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna hit the closest one.
Okay.
That is a 15.
Okay.
That is 12 points of damage.
Oof. Hurt. Yep.
Okay. That is my go.
Okay. Elias, it is your go. Wait, did my monster guy go? I guess he shot a cannon last turn. That's fine. It's your go. You're 15 feet back. Or in front of everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And then... check on the monsters.
Like, so, okay. From the wall forward, if you're looking at the wall, Fabrice, Zaris, Amon, and Siegfried with 4 other creatures, you, Robot Man, and 1 guy that you hit earlier.
Okay.
And then 3 more in the back. Okay.
So, yeah, there's 4 by us, and 1 of them is the one that I just jacked up.
Yeah.
And there's 3 additional.
So, I'm going to... I'm going to go for that one, so I'm going to, like, advance to rejoin the rank, but not proc opportunity attacks. I'm, like, actually going to, like, attack from behind.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm going to make my first...
Get him from the back!
...roll, my first attack roll against that one. Okay, 11 on the die.
That will hit.
Plus, okay, cool, sweet. Let's go. That is... That's a 2. So that's 7 points of slashy damage.
That one is dead.
Cool.
So there's 3 left.
Gonna hit. Advance and hit another one that's in that vicinity.
Yeah, go for it.
Is there any that, like... we've struck before?
Just the one you killed.
Just the one you killed, yeah.
Just the one?
Okay, the other two are pretty healthy.
Cool.
There's 3 you
thought.
There was 3. He just killed one.
There's 3.
There was
3 plus injured.
Yeah, oh, so he killed the injured one, so there's still 3.
Okay, cool. Kill him.
Cool. Gonna go for another one. 16 on the die.
Go ahead.
Cool. Sweet. I love my bless. That is 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And then bonus action, butt attack.
Butt him.
That's the butt.
Give him butt.
So this one's going to be dodgy. I don't know yet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 13. 13.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Whew. They're not wearing armor.
Yep. Okay.
They're just some dudes and people that used to be people.
6 points of damage.
Still alive.
Okay.
So it's three with you guys. You're just to the rear of them.
And now where am I relative to our group?
You're 5 feet in front of the rest of them.
Okay, cool. So
you're close enough to the group.
We're back online.
Ladies and gents,
I've rejoined the Trinity.
Well, I wanted to, like, the purpose of the move before was to, like,
send the thing. There's no purpose.
No, what? To get the thing prone.
He was going to try to stop it.
I was trying to trip it. But
you see, Fabrice finishes up. The wall comes up, or the wall, like, disintegrates as he pours it. No, he doesn't pour it. He puts it into a spray bottle, and he sprays it all over the wall, and it's like Febreze.
Nice. Nice, I get it.
And the wall goes down. And you see, he's like, hurry up, get to the other side. I can set, like, a wall that's good instead.
Yeah, that's
cool. Let him do it.
Yeah, we're running.
Okay.
I mean, we can.
Ahmad.
So there's three in front of me. One's significantly hurt.
Yep.
I'm gonna attack a healthy one.
I can attack a healthy one.
What? Hold on.
Because he's got his posse, he can sneak attack.
Yeah. It's 16 plus 9. It's a lot!
Yeah, okay.
Numbers! Can I steal a
d6 from you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, jeez. Okay. We're gonna eviscerate it. Yeah.
So that's.
ASMR dice shake.
It's just gonna.
Delicious!
So, hold on.
Holy crap, dude.
10.
That's a lot of ones in there.
20. 3 plus 5.
It's
28.
Dead, bro. It's dead.
So you just killed it. Fucking dead.
I just want to know the number.
You just go through it.
Yeah.
It just explodes into a vapor of mist.
Dead. Knocking that number from 3 to 2. One is hurt, one is healthy. That is your go. Are you going to move at all?
If they're right on me, they're gonna get... No, they won't get opportunity attack. I will cunning action, disengage, and then move.
Okay. So Ahmad moves back past Zaris and Fabrice into the other side of the wall.
Broke the Trinity.
Now is the time to break away.
Where are you going?
He left us!
He just left us! Zaris, it is your go.
We gotta go.
Is Fabrice gonna... Is he staying, or is he running?
He's, like, just on the other side of where the wall was. He looks like he's getting ready to set something up.
Okay. Doing a thing.
I'm gonna go to the other side of the wall and cover him.
Okay. So, Zaris takes 2 steps back.
Yeah. And I'm gonna prepare an... Oh, bonus action, heat metal.
Okay, so you'll just take that.
Another 3d8.
Beautiful. Heat metal's so evil if they're wearing the armor.
That's such a good move, dude. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
17.
Nice.
Hey. Gotta do maths. Okay.
So, bonus action doing that, and then I will hold an action if things get bad.
Wild?
Yes.
Excellent. Speaking of getting wild, the top of the order. That's another... What was that? 6.
6?
Yeah, another 6 entered the corridor.
Oh! Jesus.
It's a horde.
Mm-hmm. So there's 9 in total. There was 6 in the... Or no, there's not 9 in total anymore. You guys killed a bunch of them. So there was... What, 4? There's 5 in the back plus the 6. There's 11 in the back. And there's 2 in front. And 1 in the middle. There's a lot of them now. Yeah, you see, they're like... on the walls, on the ceiling, starting to make their way to the point where it's getting, like, incredibly crowded. Only, there's 9, but only 3 of them are able to get through the line, and the one that you hit earlier. So there's now 4 with the 2. Those 4 are gonna make the jumps. 1 against, oh, there's only 2 guys here now. So odds and evens. Siegfried, give me a strength save.
Yes! And you have advantage.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, you can go for it.
Swat him.
Yeah.
Bad.
bad creature. Oh no, it's five. It's a five on the die. Ooh. Eight. So it, what?
13. I'll pass. Yeah, that'll hit.
Smacked him. Get him out of there. 10 points of damage.
Okay, that one's dead. That was the one that you guys hit earlier.
Nice.
Cool. I'm gonna again, relentless Avenger, 15 feet back. towards
the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Faces. So you get past there, leaving.
By myself.
All by himself.
I just helped you.
Give me
some slack.
You just gotta survive four more, bro. You can do that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess it's just you, so I won't roll anymore. Give me four strength saves.
But you're raging, so it's advantage.
You're raging, you advantage, and you have bless. So I'll tell you right now, you gotta pass 13 for each of them.
Yeah, that passes.
Okay, one pass.
That also passed.
Two.
Wait. Yes.
Sir?
No, wait.
Sir?
Yeah.
Guys, okay, got one more.
Oh, great.
Nat 20 on that. Yeah. That passes.
Okay. So he just, no problem, all four of them pounce at you. Yeah. Just double arm, push them off you. No problem. But
yeah.
It is the big guy's
turn.
And he's going to use UC for once. You don't know how, but it seems like it's understanding what you guys are doing. And instead of it's slow walk, you hear.
I want to use my reaction.
What are you gonna do?
Erupt Earth.
Again? Alright.
Yeah.
It's gonna make a what?
It has to make a dex save.
I don't do badge on that, silly me.
It's like I hear more than one of
them. It's going to fail, but it's gonna use an indomitable to reroll.
Okay.
That is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Tiny Tim territory.
Tiptoe! It's a dex save, you said?
Yeah.
18?
That passes, but he still takes half damage. I cast it at a fourth level, so it is 4d12.
Oh, 4d12s!
I don't even have that.
That's 4,800 damage!
I have no idea how these roll for me.
And then it's difficult terrain as well. Oh, hell yeah. 19.
Oh shit!
22.
God damn, oh my god!
31. 35.
Oh my god!
That
out
is,
of a possible 48?
Yeah. That is a lot.
I rolled 2 11s.
It's fucking
big. Is that half? 32 halved to 16?
Yeah, halved.
Oh.
Additionally,
yeah, because you saved, right?
Save.
Okay, so let me add.
No, you didn't.
Sorry, I don't mean to.
That's
still almost max damage.
No,
that was
that's
a great roll.
Damage, yeah.
And.
Spot
like that. Difficult
terrain?
Yeah, it's difficult
terrain. Stop helping. So, it can only use 15 feet of its movement, so it's not close enough to get to Siegfried physically, but he's gonna take a shot at you.
He's gonna make it at you.
He's going to roll.
I'm using a lot of spells once today, guys.
Yeah, you are.
I know.
That's 15 on the die plus.
And we appreciate
it. Yeah, 15.
We appreciate
it. Already hits.
Okay. 7. 8. So 8 points of bludgeoning plus another. Only 3 fire. You rolled real low.
So 11 total?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 6. Boy, I still be raging.
Oh, yeah.
You only half the bludgeoning damage.
Oh, no, yeah. So, 3... Okay. Just kidding.
Don't try to pull one over on me. But, yeah, that's everybody. There is 11 in the corridor. Some close to you guys. It's too close to you guys right now. Enough 4. But you already pushed them all off. Let's say you got enough room to run away if you'd like, Siegfried.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to hang out and go, ah!
Run, motherfucker!
Yeah. So I be running.
Siegfried be running. He goes across, just passes Fabrice. Elias, it's your turn. You're already there. You do anything else? You used Rentless Avenger last turn to get past.
Yeah, yeah. do I do anything else?
Tiny range shit?
I do, yeah. I'm just thinking.
Can Siegfried just grab him by the shoulder and pull him?
No, he's already on the other side.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what? There's two of the crawly guys?
There's four in front of you. So what it looks like now, Siegfried just ran back. There's four in front that all jumped him. There's a mountain of earth that's been disturbed by Zaris. The fucking, again, our robot man is fucking superhero posed on it, keeping his balance. And then there's freaking seven more coming from the back.
Right. Is everybody past this threshold?
Mm-hmm. Or... yeah, everyone is.
Cool. I'm gonna launch a javelin at just one of the creatures.
Sure, go for it. Roll me.
Why not?
Why not? cool. 17 on the die.
Go hit.
Cool.
Nice.
Javelin is D6 piercing.
Come on, max damage. Almost.
Do I add my strength modifier?
Yes.
Okay, cool. 9 points of damage.
That one's dead.
Cool. Nice. I'm thinking like Troy. Like Achilles just like right there at one of them.
You look in the distance in the background, it's an airplane. That is Elias's go at the end or middle of the turn. You see Fabrice, he again pulls out another spray bottle, but this one's like a purple glowing liquid. He sprays it all along this same area, and you see, like, the spores from the existing shrooms that were already there kind of start forming up, and instead of this wall of, like, these carnivorous, poisonous-looking mushrooms, it is now a wall of these bioluminescent mushrooms that you guys have seen before. And as soon as, like, the creatures start getting close to them, again, it repels them for some reason. And you see all the small guys start running away. The big robot guy, he walks up, doosh, doosh. He just looks at it, no expression because he's wearing like this white mask, and you see he unrolls the ball and chain, starts hitting it, and Fabrice is like, that's not gonna hold them for too long, but it's gonna you'll keep them out for a little bit, but it seems like as it's just nonstop,
so it's go time. Let's go find these marauders.
Yep.
All right.
You all don't want to fight them? I mean...
But really quick, can I roll inside to see how it's looking?
How the creature looks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good. Don't worry about it. It's a 6.
It's a robot, man. It looks like a creature.
Still alive!
Yeah. We're just gonna go. We're leaving this area. Hopefully, for the last time.
For the last time. Feels like the very first time. Alright, I can get rid of this fucking disaster of a list I had to make here. Control Alt.
Good job, guys. It's pretty cool.
So you guys are finally walking, and it seems like you're getting to the point where all these parallel tunnels that you guys have gone past are finally starting to converge. Towards, like, not maybe directly, I'll say even without insight, it's not directly beneath the cathedral, but it seems like you're not very far. Maybe where that area of the grand staircase was when you walked up, you're maybe right about there, before all of these small waterways that are along these tunnels converge to, like, not a big pond area, but it looks like where the water all converges, and then it goes into a waterfall that goes down to where who knows? It's protected by a grate, so you can't like go down there. But you just see the water going down to the abyss. Who knows?
What's deeper than the sewers?
That's a good question.
The ocean? No.
What?
Oh.
Roll me perception checks as you guys get here.
6.
Oh hell yeah!
23.
18.
Nat 20.
Oh, boy.
You see everything.
So you guys all see, but I'll go to Elias right now. This, like, large half-moon-shaped room has the workings of what looks like a small headquarters of some sort. There's tables here. There's chairs. There's a large water, like, pool, kind of like those other rooms, but not as big. And there's walkways on the side where you see, like these old iron swords and steel swords. Climbed up on the side. It seems like this might have been where the marauders were. But Elias, as you look around, you see like some of the stuff's like destroyed. Like there's a spot where like maybe somebody made like a hay mattress to sleep on. There's like a big gash across this hay mattress. And surprisingly, not much blood, but something's very off about this room.
Hmm.
And for some reason, you are keen to look at the water.
Divine sense.
Nothing's in here.
Okay. I'm keen to look at the water.
Mm-hmm. That's what he says to us. I'm keen to look
at... I'm keen! So there's nothing in this room that I can sense. I'm going to approach the water. And...
Just dip it over.
Just kind of like... Kind of appear over. Just seeing if I can make anything out. If it's clear, if it's dirty.
Remember.
I'm just looking into the water.
Not
disturbing it in any way.
You peer over the water, kind of like 1 foot out, just kind of leaning over. At first, it's like the water here is kind of overly crystal clear to the point where you almost just see your reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look, you're just looking like doesn't seem anything crazy. But as you pan around, you see a face of like a dwarvish man, eyes closed, underneath the water.
It's Two Tower shit.
Yeah. Some Two Tower shit.
It's a lady in the water.
I'm gonna alert the group. There's somebody in the water, and I'm gonna kind of stick my hand in and try to fuck.
No.
Make me a strength check.
Strength check.
Can I give him the?
Nah, we're good. We're good. I think we're good. This is 18.
Okay.
He says it's like, I don't even
know. I think this is good.
It's still a slight pull, but it's just the water, the weight of the water logging this body. As you pull out this dwarvish man, he looks like to be one of the mainstay marauders, but he has a ginormous axe slash across his body. Almost so big that he's cut in two.
Can I do perception to see if he's alive? Survival or perception?
Yeah. Or medicine.
Alive.
Medicine? Okay, cool. I'm not very good at this. So.
I was almost done.
Five.
Five?
Five.
He's definitely dead.
Can I roll perception to see if he has anything on him? Like, anything like to take to identify him?
Yeah, go for it. Only investigation.
Investigation?
His driver's license.
Yeah.
Organ donor, huh? No, I don't know Jack Shane.
Is your name Pat's a Star?
Yeah. Yes.
That's his ID in your wallet.
That's a three.
So take it.
I mean, he's got a short sword. Yeah, not my wallet. He's got a short sword at the side. He looks like somebody. He's dressed very similar to like other mainstay marauders you've seen, but
I'm going to take the sword.
Okay, you have a short sword.
Okay. Can I investigate?
Everyone just going through his pockets. Do you happen to know this person?
He's Roblox. No idea.
I'm taking his sword to maybe back to his the Marauders. Maybe somebody knows
who he is. I don't know who he is. Did you want to roll?
Can I look into the water? Do I see anything else?
Yeah, roll me a perception.
Oh, hell yeah.
22.
Yeah.
Now that you look deeper, there is a bunch of bodies in this water.
Can I roll Arcana on said water?
Yeah.
Nat 20.
It is magical, but it's not preserving these bodies. I'll say with the Nat 20, this waterway, maybe the whole sewer, is magically constructed.
Great.
You and Chuck get around, you guys finally getting the idea of, like, this water is way too clean. Mm-hmm. These fucking waterways are weirdly, like, no one builds a sewer like this.
Right.
How many bodies?
And then, yeah. Rolls percentile dice.
Yeah. 37%.
Right in this area, there's 21 bodies.
Jeez. We shouldn't linger here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is where the mob... It's blurry still, but I'm pretty sure this is where the marauders... I mean, I think these are the marauders.
They're all dead?
It seems that way.
Can I search the... Like, I want to search the room and see if there's, like... I want to see if there's someone hiding or, like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I want to look for papers regarding Big Speedo.
Okay, so roll you guys roll investigation. I'll solve those as we come across.
15.
19.
Okay, so you're looking for specifically people and like bodies and stuff.
Well, no, I'm looking for, like, survivors. Maybe there's someone, like, hiding. Like, I'm looking for, like, maybe someone, like who found a good place to hide. Like, I'm going around just being, like, we're friends, like...
So you go around, and similar to what Elias had seen, you're looking at spots where, like, maybe somebody could have hid, and those spots are, like, moved, or someone took an axe and just drove through it. It seems like whoever came or whomever came and did this, they were thorough. And they hit any spot anyone could hide. And for some reason, put them in the water. You find... some correspondence between the marauders here. Some guy named Roger.
Roger?
Yeah.
Roger.
Is sending correspondence to the marauders on Limbo. And it still says to the captain, because I'm assuming they probably didn't know he's dead by this point. Maybe the word hasn't gotten there or how old this letter is. But it's still... message to the captain from down at Limbo. And you see that it's writing about the sickness here is progressing. People are coughing a lot more than usual. Some people have taken to regurgitating and expending the bowels. But as far as there's nothing in the thing about these monsters that you've seen.
Okay.
But it does talk about the sickness starting to ramp.
Are we close to the cathedral?
It's not, we're not directly underneath it, but we're pretty close right here.
Is there a way for us to get to the surface to get to the cathedral?
Not from here.
Did we see where the waterfall goes?
You can take a look under.
Look under?
Yeah, like, you gonna put your head through the grate to look down?
Could I just have Chuck fly over and look down?
You can?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. It's a quick flyby.
Yeah, you go ahead and make a perception check for Chuck.
I can also send out dancing lights to help.
Oh, yeah, if you want, do that.
Okay.
What's my perception?
Sure.
It's 15.
It's alright, so you send out some dancing lights to kind of help Chuck's view. Chuck flies out there and the dancing lights kind of follow him. He does like a little loop in this darkness. He flies back and he's like, there's nothing there. It's literally abyss.
Shit.
I think it kind of feeds into our theory that this place isn't, it's more fake than the rest of this place.
It's fake?
Like, based on, I don't know if Ma has shared it with you guys.
Yeah, I would have definitely told him. It's like, he's deducing that
the sewer is potentially magically manufactured.
It's like the whole sewer.
Yeah.
Whole sewer. So it's all
fake.
Let's
say while you guys are talking, you guys kind of figure out that, one, this is the only place you can count on with the sewer. Even with Carnalia, there's people living there, but there wasn't a sewer system like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the sewer system, based on just saying from what you guys have seen, no one builds a sewer system like this. It doesn't make sense.
So, even though Fabrice and Team Fungus were living in the sewer, it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Hail. I say we get out of here and confront the governor.
Where can we go? Where do we go from here? Where can we go?
He's like, well, the only way really is back. But...
What? There's no way to get out of the sewer?
We could... I don't know how long it's going to take old boy to get through that wall. Or maybe he'll give up. But, or we can take a different one of those walls out.
We just need to find a manhole cover. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thus far, there's not any in this perimeter. Basically, long story short, they're all on the other sides of those walls.
Yeah, I was going to say, we just have to get through another tunnel to get to
a manhole cover somewhere.
That's our best bet, otherwise we deal with whatever's coming.
We might have to deal with whatever's coming.
I love it.
Quiet.
Elias is like, this is a win-win.
I see nothing wrong. Dealing with that thing coming is easier than tripping another or cutting another thing, having them all converge on that point again.
We're
at this point, we just have the one to deal with.
No, we have the one plus all those little ones.
They left. It repelled them, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. They left.
Yeah, so it's just the big one.
I guess we go find it then.
I mean, we could just wait for it to come here.
I guess. Sure.
I'm just saying, because if we trip it up, we're going to attract more little ones. The big one will eventually show up.
But if we fight the thing, let's just say those little ones don't come after and help.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that even if he makes it through, just the general spore material of those shrooms will keep the little ones out. Even if it's the other spot, like where I lived, wasn't a wall and they couldn't get through there.
So what you're saying is we let him through. Then we fight him?
I'm not fighting anybody. But
not you. We will fight him.
I will help where I can. But as far as fighting, I'm not too... I'm an old rabbit man. I'm not that keen on fighting.
We could ambush it.
Sure.
We would, yeah, it would essentially walk into a four-way attack.
Pat.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. Let's go.
All right. So, what's the game? What's the play, guys? You guys just waiting for it to come down?
No. So, hide an ambush?
I want to ambush it.
Okay.
But I'd also love to prop up the dead dwarf. In the center, in like just center of the room, very visible, and then we hide.
What if we put him on a desk so you can't see that he's
desecrate yeah, the dead true. Body? Can we not use the dead body of someone who died a horrible, tragic death? Is like a
he's helping us. His spirit lives on through his work. In the afterlife.
This is the afterlife.
This is the afterlife.
The afterlife.
Oh yeah, why aren't their bodies...
That's why I was rolling that arcana, but...
He thought it had something to do with the water.
Yeah. Now that he's out of the water, is anything happening to his body?
No.
Besides you propping it up? No.
I just like the thing Elias is like flopping the body around.
Full weekend at Bernie's.
Can I do a medicine check?
I don't.
Yeah, you can do a medicine check.
I don't need your inquisition, okay?
I don't need your input.
He's
thinking exactly the
same. He's definitely dead.
Like, there's nothing. Like,
we already established that he was a dead.
Well, he rolled super low, so I wasn't sure if it was like a fake dead or like, I don't know.
No, based like, he's not faking it, and he was underwater, so unless he cast like water breathing, like, there's no way.
How far back are we from the Bimushes?
Your distance. It's like they're 80 feet back.
So we should just go over there, because we have to go that way anyway.
Right? If we go over there, then we're going to make noise and attract it. Where if it comes in here, at least there's something keeping them away. The little ones.
Yeah, but he already established that barrier is going to keep them away regardless, right?
Yeah, but if we go to them and make noise, they could still approach that barrier. Where if we kill them in here...
Like a corpse flyer could like throw a thing through there or something. How effective, I don't know.
I also like having all this space we can work with.
So much activity.
I agree. So many activities to do karate.
So much activity.
Yeah, I want space for activities and shenanigans. Right, because I feel like I can hide in this room, and I want to do a thing if I can hide.
Well, you still can hide
still handling all you want.
With our man, let's call him Tiny here.
He's
going to help us out.
You're a fucking coward.
My sword is going to kill this thing that we are all running from.
You're going to let a dead man be the front and take, like, this is cowardice.
What do you want to do?
You've been all gung-ho about fighting from the get-go, so you want to hide and let a dead man be a tripwire?
I'm tired of running.
I've never wanted to run. I've wanted to face this thing straight up. My blade has slashed this thing. I'm not sure what yours has done. I am here to apply some level of plan before this thing enters.
What she is saying is we don't need to hide. We just wait for it to come and we attack it like you already have, like we do. There's no need to desecrate the dead and leave a body there to take whatever slashing is going to come from this monster. As soon as it enters the room, we jump on it.
Fine. I'm going to kick it in back into the water.
With a splash.
Yeah.
The monster's hiding a place to hide.
Okay. Are you trying to be close to the entrance? What is your game
plan? I need to be able to hit the entrance with a 15-foot cone.
Okay.
That's how close I need to be.
Alright. So, what are you all planning on hiding?
Oh. No.
No.
I am not going with
Siegfried. Don't hide.
I'm not hiding.
What about Elias?
Siegfried is not down. Siegfried is angry and just wants to kill this damn thing.
So nobody's hiding.
You can hide. Siegfried won't.
Siegfried's ready. Right in the middle.
Yep, I'm standing right in the middle of my axe.
Plans change, I guess. Then I'm gonna be there. This was all under the pretense that we were gonna ambush it. If that's not the plan, and we're gonna face it straight up and have it basically get a chance to fire its gun at us.
Yeah. YOLO, he says. What is Zaris and Amon doing? Amon said he's gonna hide.
Amon's hiding, yeah.
I'm gonna hide too. You stay over there. Let us handle this.
Alright. he rolled for something.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stand directly in the center of the room waiting for it to come at me, but I'm standing there with my axe ready. I'm assuming the entryway and then it's the big room, right?
With his axe body spray.
Yes. And I'm just standing there with my axe ready.
Okay.
I'm not standing like, hey, shoot me.
Hitment.
Zaris will pointedly not looking at Elias. A giant hyena.
Ooh. Hyena noises.
God damn it.
Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa.
Where do we feature? Just listen to teacher. Some girl did that karaoke on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, I was so jealous.
Oh, killed it. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Anyways, okay. So we got a giant hyena. Are you attempting to hide, or are you just a hyena?
No, I'm going to stay with them because I'm mad.
Okay.
So the only one who's hiding is Amon. Give me a stealth check, Amon.
I'm not hiding.
25.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm kind of nod at both of you and say, all right, then I will stand with you all. And this plan.
Trey.
I'm a hyena.
I'm just a hyena. Just doing hyena stuff, you know.
Casual hyena.
Just laughing.
Yeah. But, I mean...
Yeah, she laughs.
She's
a hyena laugh.
We're not standing, like... Let's take a step back. Yeah, like, we're not actually standing
so,
next to each other.
The entrance to the right, that's where I'm standing, right there, waiting for this. As soon as it comes through, I'm bonking it.
Yes.
This is my plan.
Well, how big is the door, the entryway?
15 feet.
15 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, as soon as it comes in, it's going to see me, and I'm going to bonk. Or whatever. Whatever the dice say, I'm going to do.
Attempt to bonk.
Okay. I'm going to stand off to, the side of the door where it's not visible, like if you were coming.
Okay.
So when my plan basically is like when Siegfried jumps at it, like I come in too.
Okay.
It's not seeing me initially.
Okay. Okay.
I will hang. So, the door, the entrance is to the right. Mm-hmm. I will hang probably by Siegfried on that side as well.
Okay.
She's like laughing like I hate it. But like, it's like, huh, she's laughing. I think she'd kill you.
No.
She's like, I'll fight you.
Okay. So you guys just wait?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That's the plan.
Yeah, as you guys, sitting
as you guys kind of go silent, waiting for this thing to come by, you just finally hear just the rushing of the water leading into the abyss, not hitting anything in the bottom, just the water rushing from the waterfall. And slowly you start to hear the... It just starts what you assume is running in you guys' direction. First one to see is going to be Siegfried and Hyena's artist, but let's see what it does. Nah, it ain't going for the guns. It's going for hands. It's running right towards you guys.
Cool.
Match hands.
I will say, actually, you roll me a stealth check too, since you're kind of trying to be like stealthy, trying to get him off guard, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
What'd you get?
5. Stealth is 6.
It's running. Doof, 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 doof. Unreels the chain with the ball, and before it gets all the way in the room, swings it around the corner to hit Elias on the other side. Mm-hmm. He has a 15-foot reach with the ball and chain.
Okay.
He's gonna roll an attack roll first, though. Oh. So lucky! 16?
Nope.
It just barely misses. Swifts by your face.
Slams.
Yeah, you guys both proc if you want.
I'm gonna cast Burning Hands.
Okay.
Because of Magical Ambush, it has to do a dex save at disadvantage.
Ooh. What am I saving for?
Dexterity.
So, what's the
save? It's gotta be 16.
16 on the die.
Cool. You didn't take half of this anyway. It's not that much. You're taking 8, so 4 damage. Okay. 4 fire damage.
On top of it? Oh, no. What is the...
It was 8 total, but...
What does the ambush do again?
It just gives you disadvantage.
Okay, try it.
On that saving throw. Wait, it passed with the disadvantage? Did
yeah.
you... Fuck! Bitch! Flip's table. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I'll prox. Well, I don't have any... We don't have Bless anymore.
No, it's definitely not. Yeah.
Okay. 19 on the die.
Nice.
Yeah, hit.
Cool. Sweet. Let's hit some damage. I put all my stuff away. Okay. 7. And then, what? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 points of damage.
Okay. And its speed is 0, so it's going to stop there in the doorway.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
With that, please, roll me initiative.
Mm-hmm.
God, these initiative rolls have been asked for me.
Yeah,
not great. Oh, shit.
Not great at all.
Elias rolled 15.
Did anyone get above... What's your initiative, Siri?
+1.
Nah, let's talk about the monster dude. Sorry.
That's what I was like, who are you talking to?
Actually, dirty 20. Anyone get above 20? What'd you get?
22.
Nice.
Zaris has a
huge
hyena.
So that might be going last.
Aww.
The hell?
The hell?
I got a roll for Fabrice. He rolled low.
He is staying out of this fight.
What did Siegfried get?
13.
Elias?
16.
Okay, so Elias. What'd you get?
11.
Sig.
Terrible.
Amon and Fabrice at the end. First things first is a lair action.
You pissed off the lair.
Sure did. Oh, I'm sorry, what did you get again, Siegfried?
13.
Was that straight 13?
Yes.
Okay, give me rollies, please.
Okay. Come on, big guy.
We got an 8.
I got a nice big fat 3. Son of a bitch.
What's gonna happen is, you see it comes in, it swifts its fucking, its ball, it tries to hit you with the ball and chain, just slams into the wall, creates a giant dent there. And you are able to counter with a stab as he comes through and it stops him right in his tracks. And as he goes, he looks at you, it takes the cannon, and instead of the fiery blast that you've seen before, hits it to the floor, and a purple cloud starts emanating from him. Mm-hmm. And you see it floats over into the water.
Oh, fuck. What up? Shit.
And 4 of these dead guys stand back up. 2 of them are right next to you guys.
God. Darn it.
Could you imagine if it was the dwarf that...
Yeah, the dwarf's alive. The dwarf comes back up. And you see it's...
He's like, who's been touching me?
Yeah. The dwarf comes up and it has, like, mold pox. Like, this fungal coming out of it now.
Ew.
And they're gonna go after...
Yeah.
After you, Elias.
Eat the before people. 6-3. He said, fight him with
air. Zaris, it is your go.
Where are the... There's 4?
There's 4. There's 2 immediately next to you and Siegfried.
The other 4? Maybe... 4 reanimated corpses?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, okay.
How many did I say there was earlier? 21?
You said 21.
Mm-hmm. Gotta keep a tab of that.
I will... attack. I will bite.
Big chomp.
One of the... undead. That is a 14.
14 with it.
12 piercing damage.
12 piercing damage. It's still up, but hurt.
We'll stay on it.
Okay. She's over there hyening it up on this one guy. Elias. Or no, sorry. I'm wrong. It is the robot guy. You after him. He's going to turn towards you and make 2... ball and chain attacks.
I'm in danger.
That's 18 on the die.
Yeah, that's my AC.
The second one may not hit. Stand by. The second attack is... It's 19. So they both
damn it.
Hit.
Yeah, you made me wait for that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they both hit.
Okay.
Hmm.
Let's get ready for this TPK. I mean, what?
I hope not.
What? First attack's gonna be 9 bludgeoning.
Okay.
Plus another 11 fire damage as this ball heats up when it makes impact with you.
Okay.
The second attack is going to be 13. Plus another 7 fire damage.
Wow, 40 points. Jeez. Okay.
40?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This thing's strong.
Yeah, clearly.
But that is its go. After it is Elias, you just got hit twice with this large ball. You see why it created impact as a kick. It almost feels like it's trying to cave in your chest with this thing.
Okay.
Oh, my love.
Let me think. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can do a thing.
Wasn't this thing undead?
Oh, shit.
Isn't this thing undead?
This thing is undead.
That's right. So then all of the creatures are also undead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not that that matters for Siegfried, but anyway, aha!
Matters a little bit.
I mean, they're all gonna die the same.
I'm sorry, dwarf man. I'm sorry, dwarf man.
I have to re-kill you.
Okay, so I need some DM clarity.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Action surge.
Mm-hmm.
Rules as written.
Mm-hmm.
On your turn, you take 1 additional action.
Yep.
Once you use this feature, you can finish short, long rest, blah, blah, blah. So, can I take a bonus action and then an attack action with action surge?
No, because he uses your bonus action to burn up the action. You have to use your bonus action to get the second action. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
So, gotcha. Like, if you're going for the most attacks, you won't get a bonus action butt attack, but you'll basically, with Action Surge, have 4 strikes.
Mm-hmm.
With the hover?
Yeah, and that's not a butt attack. Those are full-on strikes.
Right.
But it uses that your bonus action.
Okay. Alright. I'm gonna Action Surge.
Gee.
Yeah, and I'm... So, does that mean I take 4 attacks?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
Roll them up.
Alright. With nothing else. Okay, cool. So, first attack... I don't think that's gonna hit. That is a 13.
That does not hit.
Second attack. It's a 2.
That will... Shout out to Dooku.
Wow. Third attack is a... Let's see. It's a 15.
That will not hit.
Fuck.
Jeez, dude.
No, doesn't hit.
Not over there.
The dice give it, and the dice take it.
God damn.
Been there before. Next for the zombies. Two are gonna go on Zaris, two are gonna attack our boy Siegfried.
Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
Assholes.
Bring it, I'm on.
I get it. Okay. First one to attack. Sorry, Zaris, it's a natural 20.
Oh no!
That's all good.
It's alright, she's a hyena. She just laughs at it.
So, not actually rolled pretty bad on the slam, so it's only 6 for the slam, but you're also going to take some necrotic.
Okay.
Another 6 necrotic.
Okay, so 12?
Yes. Second one to Zaris. That's going to miss. Take our 2 against.
Do I use the armor class of the hyena now?
Yes.
Okay, so you probably do hit.
Was it 11?
Okay, it was close.
Was it 11?
That's a nat 1 from that zombie.
Yes.
13, he just whiffs. Second one, 15 on the die. Plus 5. No, yeah, plus 5. So dirty 20 for Siegfried.
Oh, well, yeah, that hits my bad.
He's not nodding like
that. We're all looking at you like, sir?
5, sorry. 5 bludgeoning plus another 4 to cry.
Okay, so that's 9. I be not raging yet.
I not be raging, but you could rage now because it's your turn, sir.
And that's exactly what I'm doing. How far away is the big guy?
You were standing, what, you said 10 feet from the door?
Yeah, I was just right there and I thought he was kind of...
He was just on the outside of the door, like hiding behind the opening.
Yeah, that's what I was doing too. So he was basically next to me with the big guy.
Oh, I see, you're probably on the other side then.
Were we not standing next to each other?
Yeah, we were, but I thought you were, like, in view.
I was off to the side, not, like, directly in the middle of the room, but, like, you can see me when
I
was in.
Okay, I might have got confused. Sure, you're there.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna take bonus action rage, and I'm gonna hit the big guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for him. He doesn't care about the small fries.
No, I don't. I'm mad, and I just want to kill the big guy now.
Yeah, he's a big bad, for sure.
That would be plus 3, right? Is that right next to
you? No,
are you saving us?
What?
No.
Oh, that's okay. That's 18.
18?
Mm-hmm.
That is its armor class.
Yeah, alright. 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Attack number 2. That's probably not gonna hit. That's a 13.
13? No, it's not gonna hit.
I will be frenzying after this.
He's angry.
Turn is done. That's fine. Come at me, you stupid guy.
I'm on.
I'll run up on him with the flame rapier then.
Yeah, I'll jump. It's just straight jumping him, huh?
Yep. It's not gonna hit. It's 12.
That's dude. Not gonna hit.
Yeah, it's gonna be 18. 18's, yeah. 18's all around, peoples.
Yeah.
It is for Breeze go.
Do he's better.
Do better.
Go to your home.
Oh my god.
You feel good for your home.
How are you looking, Elias?
I am at 40 hit points.
Okay.
Fabrice is going to come out from hiding, and Fuck. He's going to heal cure wounds
yes.
on Elias. So he's going to heal you up for...
Thank you, Fabrizio.
Woo! 14 points.
Nice! Beautiful.
Okay.
Don't die. I don't know you people, but please don't. Don't leave me down here with Team Fungus. They're cool, but I don't think we'll live long.
Yeah, we got it, that.
Top of the order. You see, it once again, lair action. It charges up this cannon. But instead of a purple fume coming out of it, it hits the ground. And you see the zombies near Siegfried and Zaris start shaking as they start to get larger and larger and larger. And that's what will end the session.
Great.
Great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us again here at Turning Tables Podcast. If you want to follow us around, or me specifically, don't. No,
follow
I'm kidding.
Him around.
Follow him around.
Find him.
I live on Instagram at REC Matrix.
I thought he was going to say where he lives.
I live on.
Here's my address and my bank account.
Yeah, please.
The last four of my
social, my blood type, everything. You can find me at REC Matrix on Instagram. Go look me up or don't. Do what you want. It's a free country.
Go listen to my other podcast, Hops and Notes. Hops and Notes Pod on Instagram. Follow me there as well. I'm at Ratchild714.
You can follow me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. You can also follow my other podcast, The Horrible People's Podcast. Yes. We talk about horror movies, and everyone except Connor has been on it.
The force on there. Do you like a G-rated horror movie?
We've done Scooby-Doo. We've actually covered Scooby-Doo movies.
There's been some random stuff that got covered that's not exactly horror.
Yeah.
Sci-fi stuff.
We've done like Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, which Starship is one of my Troopers. Personal favorites.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, there's flexibility.
Supernatural crossover episode. So good.
Give me the most G-rated lame poor movie.
So The Conjuring.
Yeah. Okay, I've seen The Conjuring. Yeah. I'll do it.
That's you talking shit on The Conjuring. Sorry, don't come for me.
No, come for her.
Go find her.
So yeah, check out that stuff. Also, James.
You can find me on Instagram at @TheMightyMonarch. That's @the_mighty_monarch. I post my articles that I write. I post a lot about my crazy bull terrier. And
I love him so much.
And I also have a podcast on the awesome Horrible People's Network, which is the NPC Gaming Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. We cover gaming news and rumors and predictions that keep coming true because we are prophets. If you like gaming and you hate Microsoft, go give us a follow. Go give us a listen.
Hey.
It's a lot of fun. Sorry. Not sorry. And yeah, there you go. Connor.
Hello. Well, can't wait till next time. Hope we don't die.
Right.
And yeah, looking forward to it, guys.
All right. See you guys next time. And in the meantime, stay away from the monsters that look like album art. Give them a shake.